Welcome to the Sugar Crash.
Sugar Crash!
Whoa!
Long to me. My name is JB. Alongside me to the left,
Sam Hagley, everyone!
Whoa!
You doing in a recording booth?
Yeah, get out.
What? Get out, you maniac. Get out.
Some loser just came up on the street.
I don't know.
Came into our recording booth and just started shouting.
Just get out.
Pretending he knows.
Right now.
Knobhead, that bloke. Get out. Right, anyway, yeah, I'm James, this is Sam, and...
The other James.
The other James, James Hagley, of course.
Or just the other one, if you don't really want to just call him James.
Yeah. We'll be referring to each other as James and James, but you'll just have to guess, I suppose.
You'll just have to get confused.
Yeah, exactly.
It's easier for us, we can see each other, but...
You're going to have to make it up. Right, this is our new podcast. We're going to be talking about a variety of different things.
As you probably guessed, it's called The Sugar Crash, just in case you didn't hear our introduction.
Yeah, we might hire that guy again. He's pretty good.
Yeah, he was pretty good.
Completely uninvited, but pretty good nonetheless.
Let's talk about some things, James. So, what have you been up to this week?
This week, I've been working really hard. I had my dissertation. It was evil. Strikes fear in the heart of any student's mind. And for that, I drank 7 Red Bulls, 1,400% my recommended daily allowance of
B12. Ooh, was that how much?
1,400%.
1,400%.
So
that is quite incredible.
It is very good. I was buzzing.
Well, I mean, I'm partial to the old Red Bull, but I can't drink too much of it. Tends to give me the shits. I said I wasn't going to swear, but I thought I'd chuck that in for you.
Well, in certain situations, I think it's allowed.
Swearing gets a giggle.
Swearing gets a giggle. How about you, Sam? You've been up to much this week?
Yeah, the usual. Bit of procrastination. Bit of fucking about.
It's not much, then.
Not really.
Same as always, then.
Yeah?
Watch Transformers in your underpants.
It's the darn thing.
A couple of marshmallows between friends.
What about your week, then, Mr. James?
Well, my week has been okay. Went out with you two, didn't I?
That was good.
And just to get things rolling, I was going to tell the listeners, should I say, about the Chinese.
The Mandarin.
Yeah. Is it the Mandarin?
The Mandarin House.
Yeah.
Mandarin House.
Well, yeah, the bad guy from Iron Man opened his own Chinese restaurant, so... No, we had to check it out.
But yeah, so we went in this Chinese restaurant, and it was an all-you-can-eat, £13.50.
Yeah,
bit pricey.
With drinks, no, you didn't get free drinks. You got free dessert.
Got free dessert.
But drinks £1.60 for essentially, they got a can. I actually saw them get a can, open it, put it in a glass, give it to us, charge £1.60.
That is mental.
I mean, do it in the back room at least. Yeah.
We've got a friend, Emma. You know, our own plumber, and she comes along with us, and she piled up her plate.
It was a ridiculous amount.
She's not...
We're there being reasonably sensible. Yeah. I say reasonably, because we're a bit out there sometimes. And she absolutely slaughters up, like, a plate 3 times the size of ours.
Yeah. You know, we have been fairly respectful, fairly etiquette-wise.
Yeah. Well, it's all you can eat. It's not as if you have to put up a warm plate.
You could say that about me and Sam, but you are not very well mannered at the dinner table.
That was fine.
Because of my hat?
Because of everything.
I swear, right, as we went on through this meal, we were listing all the various different things that, you know...
We could have done to, like, insult the restaurant.
Right. To be fair, let's start. I didn't sleep any of the night before because I was doing my dissertation. I literally hadn't touched my bed, and I was totally crashing off of Red Bull and sweets and Galaxy. So I think a minor sort of apprehension on my part could be allowed.
Well, I don't know, James. I mean, surely you being tired should have sort of numbed your sort of...
Should have made you a bit more recluse, so less likely to do social faux pas.
Well, I didn't even notice that I had a hat on my head. So that, I think, can be an excuse for wearing that at the table.
Well, we had this Chinese meal, right, and we were in there, all the staff. Whenever I go into a restaurant or a similar sort of place, I always try and make myself sound nice and be friendly. And you go in there, you talk to them, and they're just in a bad mood. They're just in a bad mood, weren't they?
Pretty bad.
sort of
frowns. And there was the guy that was like watching us as we eat with a
grimace. Yeah, slightly unnerving.
God.
Like the watchman.
Making sure we didn't pocket any of the meal.
Of course, we started laughing, you know, we're in this Chinese restaurant, we're aware that already we've made a bad impression.
And there's only like three tables worth of people, so we had to make up for it by being very loud.
We had a giggle, right, because it was somebody's birthday, and we sat there, right, and you know, we're messing about, we're joking, and what they do is when it's someone's birthday, they play this pre-played
song.
The classic Happy Birthday, you know, and it's some sort of Asian person singing it on the recording. But obviously, when you sing the song, you've got to say the name of the person. So we're thinking, hold on.
What are they going to do?
You know?
How are they going to solve this little conundrum?
How are they going to get round this little hurdle that they've put for themselves, right? So they've obviously gone, right, Chang, come on.
Chang.
Get the recorder going. Let's do this now. And he's like, oh, Donna, all right, come on. Just do the recording.
What did he say?
I don't know, guys. He's processing.
Right.
But,
a bit inaudible.
Yeah, it was inaudible. I can't. You know, I'm rubbish at accents. So it just came out. So they sang the song, Happy Birthday, dear. And instead of, you know, Happy Birthday, dear. It was like, what? What was that? Two completely. It's like.
Yeah,
the fuzz. A fuzz where the name should be.
They should have just got the speech system from the Macintosh. Happy birthday to Micah!
So that's what we've been up to in the week. I've been up to, you know, been in college, and I've been doing this and that and the other, going to work, working in Tesco at the moment. Where are you working, James?
Co-op.
Great. Sam's got a completely original job, which is not like mine or James's. Where are you working?
Ironically, in Tesco's as well.
Tesco, oh, Tesco! No. Three equally contrasting jobs, all in one podcast.
Such interest.
This is going to be incredible.
We can talk about our jobs and interests for hours on end.
Yeah.
Well, from the introduction there, I bet you're quite excited about what's coming up next. I wonder what the hell these guys are going to be talking about today.
Talking about faux pas and introductions, what could come next?
Well, we have listed some topics that we fancy talking about. We were going to talk, what was bugging us was remakes, whether it be music remakes or movie remakes. They can't come up with anything original. It's always like getting Alfie, you know, originally Michael Caine, and then remaking it.
Well, it's not so much music, it's more films that annoy us. Because if you like cover a song, that's not
but
quite
I meant the Alfie movie.
Yeah, but you said songs as well.
Yeah, well, I'm
yeah, we'll
get
do that later. You're jumping the gun, Sam.
Hold your horses, mate.
Yeah, you're killing the people before they're even zombies.
So movie remakes.
Good work, dude.
What's the worst movie remake? The worst one. I don't know, there's lots of them, isn't there?
There are a lot of bad movie remakes. But the thing is, I sort of assume that the remake's going to be bad anyway. Like, The Fog, the original, kicks ass. It's amazing, but really scary. Well, not really scary.
For its time, the graphics were reasonable.
It's a good horror film.
It's a good story.
A new one.
I love horror.
The main dude in it is Superman from Smallville. What's he going to worry about a fog for?
I don't know. Uses Superman powers and kill all the zombies slash fog things.
I haven't seen either.
Oh, you're missing out, Jay.
So what? The fog?
I haven't seen the first one or the remake.
The first one's good.
Ah, right. I've got an exception to that rule, okay? Because you know, like, it's annoying, isn't it? When they get a classic movie and make it.
Yeah.
They try to get round the Italian job. They're saying it was more, like, special and simple and different. But really, if you're taking the same premise from the first movie and just trying to reuse it, it's essentially the same thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's like comparing the Dawn of the Dead original to the Dawn of the Dead remake. They're essentially completely different films. You need similar fantasies. It's a zombie invasion and it happens to be in a shopping mall.
Once again, Sam, you're reading my mind, mate. Because I know that there's an exception, right? Movie remakes are, like, annoying. When they get, like, a good film you've always liked from the past and then try and redo it to a modern audience is annoying. But I reckon that some films, like for instance Night of the Living Dead, George A. Romero classic, when they remade that, you got rid of the weak black... I mean, the main guy in Night of the Living Dead, right, is this black guy, and he's a really weak sort of character in the first one. I mean, there's nothing to him, there's a punch. Whereas with the remake...
He kicks total butt.
But would you agree with that? I think that's...
I think the Night of the Living... Although I haven't seen the original Night of the Living Dead, so I can't comment.
No,
not the black and white one.
The 60s one?
Yeah.
Oh, right, yeah, me and Sam watched it.
But I judge from YouTube that it's fairly shoddy.
But, yeah. So I think, oh god.
Yeah, but the thing is, there are exceptions, and, like, the Dawn of the Dead remake is a fairly good film, but it's not as good as the original. But then, there's sort of films like that where it's been fairly good remakes, either slightly better or worse than the original, but still sort of fairly worthwhile, because they're updated.
Yeah.
But, what about Asian import movies? The worst example being Infernal Affairs.
What, the best example of the rubbish translation?
Yeah.
Infernal Affairs, kick-ass movie from Asia.
Yeah, and it's been redone.
Imported, changed,
yeah,
made into the...
The Departed.
The Departed.
The MAGA-infested heap that is The Departed.
I have trouble with that, right? Because... Though I'm like, oh, I'm so annoyed, because Infernal Affairs, which probably most of these listeners would have never heard of, right? Infernal Affairs was The Departed before it was remade.
Yeah.
But although it's like, oh god, I just want to have a go at The Departed because he's just stolen the story, even though it's like, oh yeah, but that's Martin Scorsese who did that.
I know, you'd expect better.
Yeah, but even it's annoying because I feel bad slagging with Martin Scorsese.
Done a lot of good works.
Martin's a good guy.
He's a good man. He's not some cheap ass director buying crappy films from Japan and then changing them.
Martin Scorsese, of course, has done, you know, Goodfellas. He did Casino, all those famous classics. Yeah. I mean, could that be excused, do you think? Or not?
I think you just sort of look the other way for that film.
Yeah.
You remember the good stuff and just hope that he never goes there again.
Like, looking the other way, I should imagine much similar to when Jackie Chan started doing those Woolworths.
Yeah.
You see, I know you guys are a bit sort of, you know, he's a bit of a corporate sellout, but to be fair, I like it. But Jackie Chan.
It's not even that he's a corporate seller, it's that the advert doesn't, like, really capture what he's doing.
Yeah.
Because in the films, he's good at martial arts, so I'll give him that. He messes around with some ladders and beats people up, but in the advert, it's all serious and whatnot. His films are like comedy martial arts.
It's not that serious, though. He rips off his shirt and beats up a sheep.
Yeah, but he just...
How is that serious?
That's not too dissimilar from his normal films.
A sheep in a wrestling costume, no less.
Okay, right. So we've got this advert where Jackie Chan's there and he's like ripping his shirt. What would have to be in it?
He'd need a ladder to beat up the sheep. Yeah. That would make it Jackie Chan.
Do you need Chris Tucker there to go, what the hell are you? What you doing? What was, man? Oh, I don't know. I like Jackie Chan. He's always made me laugh, you know, even though he has no real... There's no substance there in his comedy.
Right.
He's just... He's just facial expressions.
It's just, like, pure visual comedy to watch Jackie Chan.
Yeah.
No one else could pull off the same gags that he does.
Yeah. Sort of pie to the face comedy.
Well, yeah, pie to the face, probably one of the best ways to describe that.
But within Kung Fu.
They make up for it with the Kung Fu, yeah. But music remixes, like, changes, like, they get songs, this happens so often. Another Brick in the Wall by Pink Floyd. Like,
we have to be careful here, because... With remixes, you get like the samples and stuff like that, you get DJs getting music but then completely changing it, like Daft Punk and other trip hop stuff that you like, and that's good. There's some musical merit there because they're only using samples of songs and then putting their own spin on music.
Well, I don't know now. I don't know what to think now because
that is essentially remake, but it's not.
Yeah, but then there are some really, really terrible ones, such as the Black Eyed Peas, Pump It Louder, or whatever it was. Yeah. Stealing from the Dick Dale song, Mizzaloo.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a...
It's the Pulp Fiction theme song, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like, at the start of Pulp Fiction is that music, and that is what they've got, and put lyrics over. I don't like it when they do that.
No.
And, like, Sugar Babes, like, the famous... what song is it? Our Friends Electric. By Gary Newman, like a famous song.
Yeah.
I mean, to name probably can't remember.
But everyone knows the tune.
Everyone knows the tune. It's a famous one. Sugar Babes got it. You know, they
put lyrics, or something.
Yeah. Our Freaks Electric. Oh, that's original. It's a change. And they put their own lyrics in there. I don't like that sort of stuff.
But then, what about pure covers? Like, for example, a recent-ish, really good one, Disturbed covered Genesis's
Land of Confusion.
Land of Confusion. Great
see,
cover.
Brilliant. Covers, though, it's completely different. Yeah. I love covers. I think it's a cover is even better because it's someone's interpretation, isn't it?
Yeah, it's taking what they've done and putting their band's image over it.
But then what about the ridiculous amount of covers that have had, for example, The Doors, Light My Fire? Amazing yeah. song originally.
Will Young did it.
But
didn't
covered
it?
By oh. such pieces of...
Cover, baby, that bath.
That's just a little clip there. I just... see
yeah.
here. That's the that little was... button with the clip on there. There.
Shall I just play that clip again?
Yeah, yeah, I want it again.
Okay, here is Will Young with... here's Will Young with Light My Fire.
Click.
Come on, baby, la ba ba. Oh, that was rubbish.
Rubbish.
Day. Rubbish. I mean, obviously, Will Young, if you're listening, sorry about that. But
it's a very accurate button.
You've got enough time on your hands now, but you make no career. But, yeah. Music remakes, covers are okay. Right, well.
Peeve of the Week!
It's a good button.
I like it.
I like it.
I think you should just throw it in randomly throughout the show.
I've tested it out a couple of times for the end of this podcast.
We have got quite a few more buttons if the listeners are interested.
There's, of course, the Will Young button. Come on, baby, love my fire. Oh, that's a good button, isn't it? The Peeve of the Week button. I don't know what other buttons we're going to show you later, listeners.
Just have to look forward to them in anticipation.
That'll right. keep coming back for more, our interesting buttons.
Right, James, has there been anything that's annoyed you this week?
Well, it's been a fairly stressful week with my dissertation and exams and stuff like that. And I had, like, I handed in my dissertation Friday, didn't get any sleep Thursday night, had work all weekend and then an exam on Monday. Not good, right? But then on yesterday, I thought, finally finished my exam, let's go in town. I recently bought a new album by Hurt, which I thought was really, really good.
A sort of alt-rock band.
Yeah, right? Sort of similar to Tool or Nine Inch Nails, that sort of...
Dark,
bit depressing, but you know, I like that sort of music.
Yeah, so you've bought this, you've gone to buy this album.
Oh, I previously bought it.
Oh, right, yeah.
But then some little birdies had told me that volume 2 was in Martian Records.
Yeah, that was, yeah.
So I went to purchase that one, and my pet peeve is that at the minute that I bought it, the guy at the counter goes, oh, do you like Hurt then? And I went, yeah, I recently bought the first album, I really liked it.
No, so I really hate them, so I'm just going to get this album and burn it.
Yeah, well, you know, there was that option, but instead I decided to go with the truth in that I really liked it, so I thought I'd try out the second album.
Yeah.
And then just after I bought it, he goes, yeah, second album's pretty shit, actually.
The
first one was much better. I was like, well, thanks for that. It's a little bit late, but
oh,
I don't know, I think I'll judge. And the thing is, A... if it is shit, thanks for telling me way too late. Yeah. B, I think I'll judge for myself, actually, thank you very much. It's only $3.99, it's not like I'm breaking the bank to buy it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, good old bum, trusty bum. Okay.
What about Sam?
Last but not least, Mr. Sam.
He don't do much during the week, but...
Sam's activities will usually consist of watching programmes like Becca...
or Frasier. Oh, Frasier!
Oh, that's the Frasier button there, James. Should we press that button again, James?
Fuck Frasier!
Oh, that's a good button. I'll take it as a clip of Niles.
Yeah,
there.
It was, yeah.
From the hit show Frasier.
Really good.
That's fine. Should we just test out the buttons on last time? For instance, the Niles button.
Fuck Frasier!
Great.
I like it.
The Will Young button. Come on, baby, love my fire. Oh, God, he sounds gayer every time.
Yeah. Right? I don't know
how can
he
get
that?
Gayer every time?
Know.
It's the sound clip.
It's the same sound clip. How does that work?
It must be the listener's ears perceiving it gayer every
yeah.
time.
Yeah, yeah. Right, well, there's another feature we've got.
Right.
It's called the mystery question feature.
Oh, yeah, I remember.
Right. In this feature, what we've done is we've all secretly, obviously without, you know, talking to each other about and discussing beforehand, we've all written a question. It's called the mystery question, and each one of us asks the other two what the question is. So shall I start off with my question, James?
Yeah.
Right.
Here comes the gold.
Here comes the piece of paper.
Wait, where's the mystery question button?
Ah, of course, we can't forget the mystery question.
I almost forgot about the mystery question button. Okay, let me just pray now. Okay.
Mystery.
Question.
Wow.
That is going to sound the same every time.
That is quite a long bow.
I know, it was worth it because it's so much suspense. That's the whole point of the length of it. the next time for a city is going to sound just
like exactly
that.
The same.
If you put them the same, you wouldn't be able to tell the difference. Right, okay. So, right, here's my question, right? Horror movies, right? Loads of horror characters like Freddy and Jason and like Candyman, all those horrible, nightmarish creatures, right? Let's say one of the characters you have to bring to life so that everything that happens in that movie and all the stuff they can do, right, is real. It is now, right? Let's say you could only bring one of them to life. Who would it be? Which character?
Right, I've got an answer. Okay?
Right.
Some of you might have seen the film Hellraiser. Now, the obvious choice would be, obviously, the main bad guy is Pinhead. But, I don't know if I'm allowed to, but I'm going to say Butterball. You might not know the character, but if you've seen the film, it's the fat monster with the sunglasses.
It's scary purely because he's fat.
Yeah.
And obesity, let's face it, is very scary.
Well, it might scare some... Yeah. Well, you got Pinheads. He's a badass. You don't want to be messing with that stuff right there. He's got pins in his head. He's got chain powers. You got a scary woman with the neck coming open.
That you know would be useful for something.
I don't know what you mean.
I do, and it's disgusting.
And then you've got Chat Teeth. He's going to be nibbling at you. Annoying.
Yeah.
Butterball can't do anything.
Personally, I would go with Freddy.
Freddy?
Yeah.
Choice.
As long as you get to watch the dreams, obviously. Because that's the best part.
Like a TV.
He comes out with the ridiculous dreams that make you laugh.
Oh, they're horrible, those dreams. Like, it's one where he makes a puppet using someone's tendons, and he rips all their muscles and stuff out, and then uses them as like a little meat puppet. It's disgusting.
It's good fun.
It's a bit fun. Laugh. You see, I would mind that.
If you were Freddy, you'd be doing the same thing.
Yeah,
you?
Freddy, yeah. So,
you get bored.
Well, you get bored of being in dreams.
Yeah, you gotta do something exciting. It's only a dream.
Get a fatty, make him walk like a puppet. Right. So that was my
mystery
question.
Ding. See, that doesn't change.
It's as unchanging as us.
Okay, right, James. Now let's see your question, shall we?
Right. Okay. Right. I've got a little intro to this question, right? Because in my studies, I've learned a bit about artificial intelligence, right? And there's one guy who claims that artificial intelligence is as simple as a thermostat, thinking, oh, it's too cold in here, let's heat it up, and, or, oh, it's too hot in here, let's cool it down, right?
Right.
So on that basis, I'm going to ask you, considering all your function will be, is to do what the function of the appliance is, if you had to live for 6 years...
Six years.
Six years, as an electrical appliance, what would you do?
What would I do?
What would you be?
Oh, what would I be? I can be any electrical appliance for 6 years.
But bearing in mind that all it is you have to do what your function is, and that's all that you can really think about.
Do you know what I'd love to be?
What?
A liquidizer.
A liquidizer?
Yeah.
So you're sort of thinking, oh shit, there's some stuff here, let's liquidize it.
Let's liquidize that stuff.
Yeah.
I like that. I like the idea of being able to manage things. You know, because a microwave is just like, it sits there and you use the properties of the microwave, and it's not really doing it. There's no function.
And it makes an annoying noise. Imagine living with that noise for 6 years.
Yeah, it's just the fact that, oh no, oh, I didn't think of noise.
Yeah, everything.
For 6 years? Oh, I don't know then.
Okay, well, while James is thinking, I'll bust in with my answer. Okay. Well, I'll go for a hi-fi then.
A hi-fi?
Oh, good choice.
Yeah, but is it? Imagine if your owner...
For someone with good music.
No.
Will Young.
Yeah, just loved Will Young, Gareth Gates and James Blunt. That
come
is
on,
it.
Baby, love,
yeah, over and over
that.
Again.
Imagine that over and over again.
That's what, your function is to play that. You have to listen to that all the time, imagine.
Yeah, but at least it gives you something new to listen to every day.
He has got a
very if it's
for 6 years, it's better than just being a like blender and
you're
hearing it all day.
Yeah, but that surely then
granted,
it would be
better. It could be bad, but it could be good.
Surely it would be better to be a radio, because then you're getting news up to date music.
Radio.
Yeah,
rather than just playing CDs.
I'd be a radio. For 6 years, I'd be a radio. A good radio as well.
You'd be a damn
radio. I'd be an amazing radio.
Best damn radio ever.
Because I don't want to spend 6 years listening to fumbling rubbish.
You'd be on Jazz FM every time.
See, that's one of the good things about radio. It's not user controls. The radio controls it. like, TV might be an obvious choice, but then if your owner's watching QVC all day,
you'd be stoned. Well, do I take it if you were the appliance, you would be listening to yourself?
No, but it's like when I talk, but I hear myself talk.
You would
talk.
Know that you're producing the sound.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, brilliant. So that was James's.
Mystery!
Question! And, moves on to the final mystery question, that's mine. And, like James, I've got a little bit of an intro. Right.
It's always an intro.
Right. You're in a freak show. Picture it. You're in a freak show.
Okay, right. I'm in a freak show, yeah, what's new?
You have to have some kind of ability, I'll say, ability, that makes you in this freak show. What would you have? You could be a bearded lady, you can have 18 toes.
Is being bearded an ability?
If you're a lady, woman, it is.
Yeah, I suppose.
What would be your one, then?
But surely, if you're a freak...
Yeah, it has to be a bad thing.
This has to be a bad thing.
Okay,
well, you're going to be an outcast of society, whatever you pick.
Can you make it
so you
up,
can make
or can
it...
you choose like a typical one?
No, you can make it as bad as you want.
Well, something, I don't get it, because a bearded lady, right? A woman with a beard, yeah? And that's obscure, right?
Yeah.
But is a midget a freak? Because midgets are...
Yeah, but they're not... No,
yeah, because... but this is a good freak show.
Sorry,
we have the good freaks.
Sorry to any midgets.
Yeah, but midgets aren't rarities. It's not so rare that it would be considered...
Then why are they in there?
They're not in there. This is my freak show.
Okay.
I don't accept midgets.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Sam's
freak show. I want proper freaks.
Sam's freak show. You know, he nearly called this podcast Sam's freak show. I don't know. I don't know what I'd be.
Lizard boy.
I think I know what I'd be.
Right, we'll go on to James's and leave James to
mother. I've seen it on TV. You get people with hair growing all over their body, all over their everywhere. Wolfman.
Wolfman.
Hairy Wolfman.
And what would be your thing while being a circus freak? Would you juggle? Would you hunt people? Eat them on stage?
I'd hold a chair at a lion and bend it off.
You'd be a lion taming Wolfman.
Yep. Imagine the fun you could have with that, though. I know for people who have it, it's not very fun at all, because they're all hairy and horrible. But, jump in someone's window, go, rah! It'd be so funny.
And you've also got a lion to back you up.
Yeah.
In case things go awry.
Halloween comes around, you don't have to pay for a costume.
Well, this is really difficult for me, though. I can't think of a thing.
Man with three legs. Comes a juggler.
Three-legged juggler.
You could be a six-armed professional knife thrower.
I don't know.
A two-headed demon in between two doors.
I'm learning too much into the... Because I'd like to be a clairvoyant, but then that's not
That's
a
not a freak. That's...
That's
I want
the freaks. Woman in
I want people with horns.
Sam wants people that, when you look at them, you go, ugh.
Bearded lady. Ugh.
You change sex and have a beard which you could grow anywhere.
I wouldn't have to change sex.
A transsexual with a beard. Quite scary. That's good enough to get my freak show. I'll give you that.
I want to be a bearded lady. Can you imagine cutting that and just having that as the podcast? Okay, and welcome to the podcast. I want to be a bearded lady. Thank you, good night. Do you think freaks like being called freaks?
I think if you're in a freak show, I don't think you can complain. You're being paid to be a freak, so...
Yeah, if you're a freak and you don't want to be a freak, don't join the freak show.
Yeah,
don't.
It's not a good career choice.
It's not a good step, is it?
And so that's the end of our mystery question section. Press the button once more.
Mystery!
Question!
Ding! Oh, well, that was very good, wasn't it, James?
Yeah. Exactly the same every time.
Possibly going to be the same next week.
Hopefully, yeah. The button remembers it.
Is there anything you want to add to the end of this podcast, James?
Sir?
I got nothing.
Well, we've run out of material, but I hope you've enjoyed our show.
So, from me, Sam, and James, and of course that other weirdo, the other James.
Yep. But no. Which James was it talking about?
Exactly.
Talking about you, I think.
Oh, a bit of argument. Ooh, we'll leave that for next week. Bit of material. That's it from us this week.
I'll remember that.
Yeah, don't.
That's Sugar Crash. See you next week.
With Sugar Crash.
Crash!
Goodbye!